Welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, broadcasting programs from the golden age of radio. Mark Levenier with you for an hour of romance. Coming up later on in the hour, Romance, the series, with the story A Girl's Best Friend. But right now, the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players. From October 2nd, 1944, on CBS, we hear Lorraine Day and Adolph Manju, joined by young star at the time, Robert Walker, who was one of the great up-and-coming actors of the MGM studios. You might remember him as the psychopathic Bruno Anthony in Alfred Hitchcock's 1951 film Strangers on a Train, with that famous line, crisscross. A decidedly different part coming up for Walker next in the play Shopworn Angel.
Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild Players. The Lady Esther Screen Guild play tonight, Shopworn Angel. The starring players...
This is Lorraine Day.
This is Robert Walker.
And this is Adolph Manju.
Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild Players in Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's poignant story, Shopworn Angel. It stars Robert Walker as Private Bill Pettigrew, Lorraine Day as Daisy Heath, and Adolph Manju as Sam Bailey. The Lady Esther Screen Guild Players in Shopworn Angel. A familiar sound, isn't it? Men in khaki are marching down the streets of New York. And to different people, that means different things. To Private Bill Pettigrew, fresh up from Texas.
Oh, there just ain't no town as big as this. Sure wish I knew somebody up here.
To wealthy Sam Bailey, man about town.
Poor devils, I wonder how many will ever come back.
And to Daisy Heath, music comedy star.
Oh, what a head. Martha! Martha!
Oh, yes, I'm here.
What's going on out there?
Oh, it's the war, Miss Daisy. Lots of march.
Well, do they have to march in the middle of the night?
Miss Daisy, it's close on to noon. And you've missed another rehearsal.
So what? It's Sam Bailey's show if he wants to keep me out half the night. Did he phone this morning?
Oh, yes. He said he'd be here by 11.
11? It's past 11:30 now. Say, what's he mean keeping me waiting?
A girl like Daisy and a soldier like Bill, you wouldn't think they'd ever meet, but they do. Quite by accident, of course. An accident that might have had more serious results. You see, it's almost midnight after the show, and Daisy is riding in Sam Bailey's car on her way to a party on Sam Bailey's yacht. And Bill just happens to step off the curb, and there's a warning shout.
Look out!
And a screech of brakes. And then a big New York cop is helping our soldier to pick himself up.
Officer, is he hurt?
I don't know, lady. You hurt, son?
Oh, no, no. It's no worse than getting thrown off a horse.
Where are you going, soldier?
Oh, to the ferry, I guess. I gotta get back to camp.
Hear that, lady? The 23rd Street Ferry. Go ahead, soldier. Hop right in.
Say, what's the idea?
Sorry, you got a passenger.
Well, I've got...
And no back talk, see? This is war.
I hope I'm not taking you out of your way.
You hope wrong.
Pretty silly, I guess, walking into your car like that, but I'm not used to so many cars. I'm from Texas.
Don't they have automobiles in Texas?
Oh, not so many, the part I come from. My golly, trying to cross the road up here is like getting in a stampeded roundup time. You ever turn around and find a couple of thousand cows charging at you?
Oh, sure, sure, lots of times.
Right here in New York?
Yeah, they round them up in Times Square every Thursday afternoon.
You sure you're talking about cows, ma'am?
Sure, and if they get in the way of the cars, we put them in the army.
Oh. Do you mind if I smoke?
Chew if you like.
Oh, I wouldn't do that, ma'am. I get sick when I chew.
Okay, Texas.
23rd Street Ferry.
Well, thank you kindly, ma'am.
Hey, look, it's Bill.
It's Texas.
Say, will you get a load of that?
Looks like your pals are taking it big.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, a big car like this. Well, a guy like me with a girl like you.
Tell him it's a trick you do with mirrors.
I wanna
so long.
Goodbye, ma'am.
Bye,
Oh, so long, honey. I'll be seeing you soon. And thanks for them.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey,
oh,
Texas,
hello,
you've been holding out.
What a model. What a chassis.
Where'd you find her? Who is she, Bill?
Oh, just a girl. Name is Mary Jones.
That ain't the way I hear it, soldier.
No, me either.
I seen that name in the magazine. That's Daisy Heath, the actress.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, that's her stage name, Daisy Heath. Nice name for the stage.
Hey, how come you and her are so palsy-walsy?
Oh, Daisy and me grew up together. Sort of sweethearts when we were kids.
Hey,
yeah.
Look, you guys ain't swallowing that. Okay, you can prove it easy enough.
How?
Well, we'll be coming in from camp again, won't we?
Yeah.
And any guy likes to meet a big actress, don't he?
Yeah.
Well, if Texas says he knows one so good, be kind of nice if he introduced his buddy.
Yeah.
Look, fellas, I think there's something I ought to tell you. I mean, you...
Look, we come all the way out from camp for this.
Yeah, just to meet your old sweetie, Texas.
Yeah, I know, but maybe she's tired after the show.
There she comes now, out the stage door.
Go ahead, soldier. It's your move. Okay. Miss Heath?
Huh? Oh, it's you.
Look, I gotta talk fast. I'm kind of in trouble, and if you'd be so kind, man...
What's the idea?
Hiya, Bill, old pal.
Fancy meeting you here. Miss Heath, I'd like to introduce some friends of mine from camp.
We've been awful anxious to meet you, Miss Heath.
Yeah. Annie Sweetie of Bill's is a friend of ours.
Why, glad to know you, boys.
Huh?
Let's go, Willie.
Oh, well, sure. Yeah, let's go get us a drink, huh? Daisy? Glad you took that fudge sundae with nuts, ma'am. Always sounds like more for your money. Back home,
Okay, soldier. Let's talk about us.
Well, all the other guys had girls, and I didn't, so I made one up.
Me? It's a cute idea, but what's the percentage?
How do you mean, ma'am?
Well, could I knit for you, send you cigarettes or candy? Could I kiss you or something like that?
Oh, no, ma'am. But...
Then why don't you go for some nice little dish? Someone you could have some fun with.
Oh, no, that's the kind all the other guys have. That's not what I want. I mean, well, maybe I could explain if I tell you about pie.
Pie?
Hot apple pie. I haven't eaten hot apple pie since I was a little boy.
That's exciting.
Well, you see, my mother made the best apple pie you ever tasted. And after she died, I couldn't get any. And if I couldn't get it like hers, I didn't want any at all. And, well, you were kind of like that to me.
If that's a line, Texas, it sure is a new one. Come on, it's getting late. Let's get out of here, huh?
Oh, stars are sure clear tonight, aren't they, ma'am?
Stars?
Yeah, up there.
Oh, yeah.
You've been mighty sweet to let me walk you home.
That's all right. You didn't bother me much. Well... This is it, soldier. This is where I live.
Well, good night, ma'am. I wish I could say how much I thank you.
Forget it.
Nothing ever happened to me as nice as you've been tonight.
Look, Texas, if the other guys are making phone calls someday, why don't you pretend you're calling me? The number's Plaza 5020.
Oh, ma'am, you're swell. You're an angel.
You're forgetting, Texas. I'm hot apple pie. Good night.
Martha, where's Miss Heath gone, do you know?
Oh, she's out on the terrace, Mr. Bailey, alone.
Thanks. Daisy.
Hello, Sam.
What's the idea, running out on the party?
Oh, I was just looking at the stars. They're bright tonight, aren't they?
They'd be even brighter through a little champagne.
Sam.
Yes?
Sam, did your mother make hot apple pie?
Sure.
Was it good?
All mothers make the best.
Do you eat hot apple pie now?
Yes, with a little bicarbonate. Why?
Oh, I don't know. Sam, we've been friends for a long time now, haven't we?
Oh, I don't complain very often.
I know, but we've just become sort of a habit. I don't mean anything to you, and And I don't want you to kid yourself about me.
Are you suggesting tactfully that we quit?
It's all right with me, if it's all right with you.
No, it isn't all right with me. I don't know why.
I don't either. Come on, let's get back to the party, Sam. That champagne begins to sound like a good idea.
Well, you just drink this, Miss Daisy, and you're going to be good as new in a little while.
Oh, thanks, Martha. Anyone call?
A stage manager. You had another rehearsal this morning. Some fella called. Didn't leave his name. I told him he wasn't feeling so good.
I'm not. That must be Mr. Bailey.
Yes, I'll let him in.
Morning, Martha.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Bailey.
Hello, Daisy. How are you feeling?
You were here last night. You ought to know this morning. Martha, get that before it rings again.
Yes, sir. Hello. Who? Oh, just a minute, please.
Miss Daisy, that's a Mr. Pettigrew in the lobby.
Pettigrew?
Yes, sir, Mr. Bill Pettigrew.
Bill Pettigrew? Oh, Private Pettigrew. Sam, he's a soldier.
So I suspected.
He waited after the show last night, and I let him walk me home.
Well, have him come up. I've always wanted to see what kind of man you really like.
What do you mean, like?
Well, you gave him your telephone number, didn't you?
Just a dumb country rube.
Oh, I don't care if you did.
Well, then why have him come up?
No.
All right, why not? Bill, this is Mr. Bailey. He's my business manager.
Well, I'm pleased to meet you, sir.
I'm pleased to meet you.
When I phoned, they told me Miss Heath was ill, and I came as quick as I could. Which part of you is ailing, ma'am?
Well, it's... mainly her head, though, of course, she has a little trouble keeping food down.
Oh, well, I hope it wasn't that fudge sundae.
No, I'm sure it wasn't.
Daisy, have you been eating fudge sundaes again?
Well, she didn't eat all of it, sir.
Look, if you two can spare me a while, I'm behind in my reading.
Well, Texas, how's the pretending this morning?
Oh, I haven't had much time for that. Everything's pretty real to me right now. Look, ma'am, there's something I'd like to ask you.
Yes?
You wouldn't have an extra picture around, would you?
Oh, sure, Texas, sure. I've got a bunch of them right here in the desk. Here's one. Will this do?
Oh. Well, it sure will, ma'am. That's beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Well, I got me something to take along now.
Along?
Well, we'll be shipping out pretty soon. They say we'll be right among the first.
Oh. Are you scared?
Oh, I don't know enough about it to be scared. And anyway, I've got other things to think about now. Well, I guess I better be going.
Texas, if I felt a little better...
Oh, that's all right, ma'am. I got me my picture, and thanks for everything. Goodbye.
You going, Pettigrew?
Yes, sir. She's pretty tired, Mr. Bailey. She needs some rest. Maybe we better both go.
Huh?
Come on.
Can I drop you any place, Pettigrew?
Well, I'm going to the ferry if it isn't out of your way.
Oh, not a bit. Hop in.
Oh, we're going in Miss Heath's car?
Yes. How did you know this was Miss Heath?
Oh, she gave me a ride the first time we met.
The first time?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, of course. You're pretty fond of Daisy, aren't you, Bill?
Well...
Well, don't misunderstand my asking. I'm an old friend of the family. More or less look after Daisy.
Mr. Bailey, I'm crazy about her.
Yes. She kind of likes you too, doesn't she?
Oh, she doesn't even know I'm alive.
And you wish she would.
Oh, any guy would, I guess. Any guy'd go to war happy with a girl like that waiting for him.
Bill, did your mother by any chance bake apple pie?
Yeah, the best. Say, did she tell you about that?
Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you're wrong, Bill. Maybe she likes you more than we think.
Lady Esther has presented Act One of Shopworn Angel, starring Adolphe Monjou, Robert Walker, and Lorraine Day. A word from our hostess, Lady Esther.
I'd like to prove to you that Lady Esther Face Cream is the most beautifying cream you've ever used. I'd like to prove that this one cream is all you need for the complete daily care of your skin. You don't need one preparation to open the pores, another to close the pores, and still another to firm and freshen the texture of your skin. All you need is one scientific cream that works with nature and really helps nature, that thoroughly cleans out the tiny pore openings, that removes the hidden dirt and impurities which cause enlarged pores. And that's exactly what Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream does. It cleans the skin so thoroughly that nature, in grateful response, shows immediate, exciting improvement in the appearance of your skin. And as I said before, I'd like to prove it. So I ask you to make the Lady Esther Patch Test. Just rub a little Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream on one part of your face, like your forehead or one cheek. Rub it on and wipe it off. I promise you a sparkling difference in the appearance of your skin after the very first application of Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream. I promise you a smoother, clearer, more youthful-looking skin at once. And I ask you to let the patch test prove it.
And now, Lady Esther presents the second act of Shopworn Angel, starring Lorraine Day as Daisy Heath, Adolphe Monjou as Sam Bailey, and Robert Walker as Private Bill Pettigrew. Sam Bailey knows he has a problem on his hands, and being the sort of person he is, Sam Bailey decides to do something about it.
Say, Mac, you know that army camp across the river?
Yeah.
Well, it might be nice if we took the show over there and kind of gave the boys a treat.
Last week you didn't want to give them a treat.
This week I do. Let's make it Sunday night.
And so it's Sunday night, and they've done the show at camp. And now Daisy and Sam are driving back.
I couldn't find you after the show. You were gone quite a while.
Well, Bill was showing me around the camp.
Too dark to see much, I guess.
Well, the moon was pretty bright.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Well, what are you doing tomorrow, Sam?
Well, I thought we might go sailing, just you and I. It's been a long time since we spent a day together.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sam, I can't.
Why not?
Well, Bill showed me around the camp, so I promised I'd show him around New York.
Oh. Bill's pretty nice. Seems a dirty shame a kid like that has to go and stand in front of a bandit.
Yes, Sam, it does.
Well, where do we go from here, Daisy?
I'm going home to sleep.
Sleep?
Bill said he'd pick me up at 8. Can you beat it? He meant 8 in the morning.
The greatest fun spot on a boardwalk, folks. Thrills, spills, and laughs. And dollars worth.
Everybody tries and everybody plays. You ring a bell, you win a prize.
Bill, let's do the roller coaster again.
Okay, and the shoot-the-shoot.
And that game where you throw the ball at those bottles.
All right, as soon as I get us some more time.
Oh, Bill, isn't Coney Island fun?
Oh, right now, ma'am, I'd say it's mighty close to heaven.
Martha, I'm back. Anyone here?
I am, if I'm still anyone.
Oh, Sam, dear, am I late?
You are.
I'll just dump these here. My haul for the day. Peanuts, popcorn, candied apple.
No, thanks. You'll have to hurry, Daisy. You've got a show to do.
I'll go and change. Won't take me a minute.
Peanuts, popcorn, and candied apple.
Sam, have you ever tasted Cracker Jack?
Yes.
Do you like it?
No.
Oh, I'll bet you've never been to Coney Island.
Yes, I have.
Oh, it was wonderful, Sam. I had hamburger with onions, and then I... What was that? Oh, my doll. It took Bill 20 baseballs to win that. What happened?
I knocked it off.
You mean on purpose?
On purpose.
But why? I wanted that doll.
That's what I had to find out.
Sam, you're jealous.
Yes.
You're in love.
Yes.
Oh, Sam. Sam, darling.
You mean you too?
Well, of course. Why didn't you tell me, you goon?
Well, I guess I didn't know.
Me either. It's funny, Sam. Isn't it funny? You and me. All this time, and we never knew.
Well, we know it now. We know it for keeps.
Oh, Sam. Sam. Don't ever say anything else.
If I do, I'll be lying.
Now, we really have to hurry if that curtain's going up on time.
Well, not tonight.
Tonight and every night, really. I'm a new woman, darling. All rehearsals and performances. Never absent, never late. Heath, they call her. Because I'm working for you. Because I love you. And you can take that any way you want.
All right, I will. Special rehearsal tomorrow afternoon.
I don't believe it. I just don't believe it.
It's me, all right, Mac. Let's make it a good rehearsal, huh?
I'll go tell the cast. They'll need some smelling salts.
Good old Mac. He's really in.
Miss Heath, Daisy.
Bill, what are you doing here?
Polly, it was my only chance. We're shipping out tonight.
Tonight?
I had to say goodbye to you. I went AWO.
Oh, Bill, you'll get yourself into trouble.
Well, it's worth it. I've got something to tell you.
Okay, Heath.
Look, Bill, you'll be coming back someday. You will come back, and we'll spend a whole week at Coney Island. We'll go every day.
Heath!
It won't be long. Once they get some guys like you in that war, that's all they need, some good Texas Longhorns.
Hey, Daisy!
Just look at it this way. You're the first to go, you'll be the first to come back. That's only logic, isn't it, Bill?
Daisy, you coming?
You better go on.
Yes, Heath. Oh, no, I can't.
Daisy.
Come on. We'll go AWOL together. Liked it down here, looking over the river. It's nice.
You know, it's funny. We've been together all afternoon, and I haven't been able to say what I want. I mean, about us. I mean...
The sun's going down. It'll be dark soon.
Yeah. You don't want me to say it, do you? I guess maybe you figure it was all your fault by being nice to me, and now you think I'm going to be unhappy.
Will you be unhappy, Bill?
Yeah.
Oh, you mustn't be. Just go on pretending. Just pretend, Bill. You're good at that.
No, not anymore. Dreaming is fine when that's all you've got, but when you find the real thing, you want more than that.
What do you want, Bill?
The real thing, I guess. I'm in love with you, Daisy. Are you sorry for that?
No. You can't be very sorry about something you ask for.
Oh, gee, Daisy.
It's getting dark, Bill. Let's go over to my place and talk.
Just a minute, please.
Oh, hello, Mr. Bailey.
Well, hello, Bill.
Won't you come in?
Thanks. Where's Daisy?
In there, changing. I'm glad you came, Mr. Bailey. There's something I got to tell you.
Well, we can take turns. You go first.
Well, you see, Daisy means an awful lot to me. I've asked her to marry me.
I see.
I thought maybe we ought to speak to you first.
Why speak to me? What did Daisy say?
She said she would. Do you mind?
Yes, I do. I mind very much.
But...
Sam!
Well, gee, Daisy,
Bill, can I speak to Mr. Bailey alone for a minute?
Oh, sure, sure. I'll wait in there.
Sam... Say something. You're hurt, aren't you? You think I was lying to you yesterday.
What do you want me to say? Good luck, Bill. She's a fine woman. And I should know because yesterday she was in love with me.
Go ahead. Give me the rest of it.
I fell for every minute of it. I ate it up because I'm in love with you.
And I'm in love with you, Sam.
In love with me. And you want to marry Bill.
Sam, will you listen to me? Will you try to understand what I say? We've known each other a long time, you and I, and we've always been in love. We didn't know it, though. We'd forgotten what being in love was like. And then Bill came along. And what we've got now, what we found yesterday, we really stole from that kid.
All right, we owe it to Bill. But we're in love now, and I wanted to...
Sam, you said you'd listen. He's shipping out tonight, and he wants to take something with him. Not me, not Daisy Heath to live with and make love to. But a dream, Sam, without a name. A dream that began somewhere in Texas and that might end up somewhere across the world.
And if it doesn't end, when he comes back?
When he comes back, I'll tell him the truth about us. He could take it then, and I could tell him then.
And if you told him now,
I think he'd want to die, Sam. We've waited so long. We might have waited forever without him. Look at it this way, darling. It's a loan. For maybe a year or so, we'd be loaning him all the happiness he'll ever want.
Yes, but I love you, too. I can't think of anything else.
Could you tell him, Sam?
Yes.
No, you couldn't.
You don't know how much I love you.
You know how much I love you, Sam. And I couldn't tell him any more than you could.
Mr. Bailey.
Bill.
I guess I know what you're going to say. You know, I've been thinking while you were talking out here. Right now, I'm a big hero to you because I've got on a uniform and there's a war on. Only it's going to end someday, and when it does, you'd be married to a cowboy, and then that's no good.
Bill.
Maybe you don't see it that way right now. I guess both of us sort of got, well, kind of carried away. I'd never known anyone like you, and the way I figure it, you were kind of lonely when I came along, and... Well, Mr. Bailey, you see, you don't have to tell me because I know already.
But you don't know, Bill. You've got it all wrong.
Wrong?
I think it's swell, Daisy marrying you.
Sam.
Daisy, did you hear what he said? Your manager says it's okay. Say, I'm going to be the happiest soldier in the whole doggone war.
We'll have to hurry. If you're leaving tonight, we haven't got much time.
Sam, you're coming along?
Why not? Somebody's got to give the bride away.
Oh, Sam. Sam, darling.
Thank you, Adolphe Monjou, Robert Walker, and Lorraine Day for a very touching and memorable performance. Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present A Girl, A Guy, and A Gob. It will star William Gargan, George Murphy, and Lucille Ball. Be sure to listen. Lorraine Day appeared through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the Technicolor production Kismet. Robert Walker will soon be seen in the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer picture 30 Seconds Over Tokyo. Adolphe Monjou can currently be seen in the RKO picture, Step Lively. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. Your druggist should have Lady Esther for-purpose face cream. If he's out of it, all he has to do is write or wire Lady Esther Chicago, and he will be supplied. Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther. Thank you and good night. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Lady Esther's Screen Guild players on Tuned to Yesterday from October 2nd, 1944 on CBS, starring Lorraine Day and Robert Walker. In the Hollywood tabloids of the early and mid-1940s, Walker had his romantic life pasted on the front pages often as he arrived on the movie-making scene in the early 40s with actress Jennifer Jones as his wife. They actually both got their start in radio in Oklahoma and then Chicago before moving west, and both signed contracts with MGM, whose studio was in part headed up by producer David O. Selznick, who took Jennifer Jones under his wing and served as mentor, and they ended up falling in love with Jones leaving Robert Walker and marrying him. Walker was once quoted as saying, "My personal life has been completely wrecked by David Selznick's obsession with my wife. What can you do to fight such a powerful man?" It's an hour of romance on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Levionier. And now on to the series romance with the story A Girl's Best Friend. This was first heard on CBS on September 17, 1955.
Now from Hollywood, romance. Romance, transcribed stories of love and adventure, of excitement and derring-do, of conflict and human emotion. Today, starring Barbara Whiting as Susie and Doris Singleton as Myra, we present Kathleen Hite's emotional story, A Girl's Best Friend.
Like it?
Oh, it's cute. Just as cute as it can be.
How's the length?
Well, fine, but shouldn't Susie try it on to be sure?
Susie? Nora, dear, it's my dress.
Oh. Oh, goodness.
Well, what's wrong?
Oh, nothing, really. I was just so sure it was for Susie, that's all. Oh, but it really looks quite nice on you, Myra. Really, it does.
Well, I thought so in the store. But the way you're reacting, I don't know.
Well, I love it on you. It's just that somehow I supposed that you'd bought it for Susie. You know, you're always buying new things for her. She always looks so sweet and nice.
Oh, I bought her a dress, too. To tell you the truth, I just couldn't decide between them. So Miss Jensen suggested I buy them both. She knows our taste so well.
Miss Jensen? In the teen shop?
Uh-huh. Well, I know it sounds ridiculous, but I just can't seem to get a proper fit anywhere else.
Well, that's what you get for hanging on to that trim little figure of yours. Honestly, Myra, if you weren't one of my oldest friends, I might be forced to loathe you a little.
Oh, now don't you talk like that. Everyone says you're one of the best-dressed women in town. Now, how about some more coffee?
No, only half a cup. You've got to stop in the market on the way home.
Oh, Nora, it was nice of you to drop by. Funny, isn't it? I see so much more of Johnny than I do of you and Mitch.
Well, as long as your daughter stays as attractive as she is, you'll see a lot of Johnny.
Oh, he's a delightful boy, Nora. Susie and I are so fond of him.
Oh, Johnny's all right, but, well, I think you get sick to death of him. He practically lives over here.
Susie's whole gang practically lives over here, and I love it.
Well, you must. It certainly agrees with you. Which brings me to the point of my visit.
Point?
Well, Mitch and I want you to come to dinner Saturday night. Now, we're just having a few people.
Why, that's very nice, Nora, but...
Well, now, wait a minute. I know you don't like to be the extra woman at parties, and I don't blame you. But Fred Stanley's in town, and Mitch said Fred was quite taken with you in that one brief meeting you had last spring.
Well, I do appreciate it. It's just
and
that I...
Myra in that stunning new dress. Well, none of the men will be safe.
Oh, aren't you nice? But you see, Saturday... Well, as a matter of fact, it's the reason I bought the dress in the first place. We're having the crowd in here, Susie and I. A little supper and a dance and...
Another party, Myra? Well, you just had one last week.
I know, but...
It's none of my business, I know, but... You do so much for Susie and her friends.
Nora, they're young. It's a time for parties. And all the fun things of living, they deserve them. Time passes so quickly.
Well, I'm thinking about you, Myra. You know, you deserve a life, too. Life of your own with friends your own age.
I'm not complaining. Susie and I are more than mother and daughter. We're friends, too. We've had to be all these years alone.
Well, you're an amazing woman. Well, I've still got the marketing to do, and if there's a party Saturday night, I'll have to send Johnny's blue suit to the cleaners.
Oh, don't mention the party to Johnny just yet, Nora.
Oh?
Well, it's just that it's, well, sort of a surprise. I haven't even told Susie.
All right, Myra. I won't tell him.
Susie, you home?
In here, Myra. Oh, golly, it's dreamy. Just dreamy.
What's just dreamy? Oh, you like it, huh?
How do I look?
Why, fine, sweetie, just fine. Only,
well, I know, it's just a trifle too long. Half an inch, maybe, but I can have it fixed.
Well, don't worry. By the time you're ready to wear it, who knows, you may have grown half an inch.
Oh... Well, I bet you look just great in it.
Just dreamy. And I'll bet you look great in this.
Why, it's nice, Myra. It's wonderful.
I think it looks just like you.
Gee, another new dress. And after I thought we'd bought all my clothes for school and everything. Thanks, Myra.
Oh, honey, I love doing it for you. You know that.
Help me out of yours, will you?
Sure. Here. There you go.
Thanks.
Well? Well, aren't you going to try yours on?
Oh, well, not just now. I promised Mary Fleming I'd call her right after dinner.
What is it, Susie?
Well, nothing. I told her I'd call. I really did.
I mean, about the dresses. You don't mind my buying clothes in the teen shop?
Mind? Why, no.
I mean, you don't think the styles are too young for me?
You're very young, Myra.
Everyone remarks about it. Mary, all the kids. They're always telling me how lucky I am that you've stayed so young, so interested in everything.
Aren't they cute?
They envy me, all of them, for having a mother who's more like a friend, a real good friend.
Best friend, Susie. Now, you run along, call Mary, and tell her hi for me.
Sure. When does she leave for school? Sunday, I think.
Then tell her we're having a farewell party for her Saturday night.
We are? But we just had a party.
So? We both got new dresses, and Mary's going away. Why not have another one?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure Mary will be pleased.
Oh, now don't look so worried. I've already made out the guest list. Oh, it's on the phone table, and I've almost worked out the menu. It's practically all done.
I'm not worried, Myra. You always take care of everything. Can I give you a hand, Myra?
Oh, no, Mary, my goodness, no. I was just putting the last of our china aside. Having fun?
Oh, you don't know how much. Gee, I don't know how to thank you. Nobody's ever done anything so nice for me before.
We're going to miss you. We wanted to tell you so.
Oh, I'll miss you. You and Susie, more than anyone else. Myra, you're just unbelievable. I wish my mother were like you.
Oh, Mary, dear, I'm flattered, of course, but, well, you really shouldn't say things like that.
I think them, and I can tell you like I can tell Susie. But don't feel sorry for me or anything corny like that. We get along all right, Mother and I, and I'm not unhappy about it anymore.
Well, I'd no idea you'd ever been unhappy, especially at home.
Well, I don't get much of a chance to be unhappy there. I'm not there very much. I get packed off to school somewhere in the winter and sent off to camps in the summer. I think Mother would like to forget she has a teenage daughter.
Oh, now I won't let you think that. It's a terrible thing to feel unwanted, and you mustn't.
Well, I honestly think her problem's worse than mine.
Your mother's?
Well, don't you know, Myra? Well, no, you probably don't. But the years are ticking by, and she doesn't like it. When I'm around, she's got to face it. She's old enough to be my mother.
Oh, my goodness. Everybody's dancing, and we're just standing here like a couple of sticks. Go on, Mary. Find Bill. Have fun.
All right, I will. I just wanted to thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome, dear.
How about a dance, Myra?
Johnny. Oh, you're sweet. But where's Susie?
Well, she's off somewhere. I don't know. I'd like to dance with you.
An old lady like me. Well, if you're game, I am.
You're not old. There's nothing old about you.
No wonder all the girls are crazy about you. You know all the right things to say.
You're sure a smooth dancer, Myra.
All the girls here are smooth, Johnny.
Not like you, they're not.
Oh, there's Susie. She must have been out in the porch. You'd better finish the dance with her, Johnny.
Oh, there are lots of records. I'll dance with Suze. Later.
Night.
Good night. Night.
Night, Johnny.
Hi.
Johnny! Oh, why, you frightened me.
Sorry.
Oh, I thought everyone had gone.
Well, everyone has. Everyone else.
But where's Susie? I thought she was with you.
Oh, she's with Mary and Bill. They were going off to some corny drive-in. I told them I had to go home.
Oh. Well, you'd probably better be getting home too, Johnny.
You don't really want me to go, do you?
Well, it's late. Look, as long as you're here, there are all these dishes...
You don't want to do the dishes. Look, Myra, I haven't been around all summer just because of Suze. You know that.
Johnny, don't talk like that.
You've known it. I know you have. Tonight when we danced, well, you knew it then, Myra. I know you knew it then.
You're a good dancer, and I like to dance.
I'm going to kiss you, Myra.
Oh, Johnny, I...
Myra.
Oh, you shouldn't. You shouldn't have done that. Ugly, and it's wrong.
It wasn't ugly. It wasn't.
I don't know how it happened, but you've got to go now. Right now.
We wanted it to happen. All summer, Myra, we...
No, no, don't say that. Don't think that. I don't know what to say. I'm sorry.
But you did want me to kiss you. A guy can tell. You wanted Myra. You did.
Oh, how can I make you see? It's wrong. It should never have happened. It can never happen again.
The way you look, the way you've looked at me, what did you think I'd do? How'd you think I'd feel?
I don't know. Believe me, I've never known so little as I know right now. Look, we'll forget it. You and I, we're the only ones who know it. It never happened, Johnny. We'll forget it. So it never happened.
You want me to go now?
Yes, yes. Please go and come again soon and see Susie and take her to the movies and football games. But go home now, Johnny, and forget you ever came back tonight. Oh, please, God. Please forget it. Forget your keys. Oh, why, Mary.
Wouldn't you know, I left my purse.
Oh, well, come in and look around. I haven't seen it, but...
Well, I think it's right here on the hall table. Oh, yes, here it is.
Oh, I'm so glad.
But, gee, I hope you don't mind my barging back this way, but I leave in the morning early and I... But what are you looking for, Myra?
Well, I guess Susie's still out in the car. I just kept expecting her to come in.
Oh, well, Susie isn't with Bill and me.
But I thought Johnny said... Well, no one said, actually, but I thought I saw her go off with you and Bill.
Well, right after the party, sure she did. But we brought her back.
Brought her back?
Uh-huh. We got almost to the drive-in, and then all of a sudden Susie said, "Three's a crowd, and would we please bring her back home?" And so we did.
Funny, I didn't hear her come in.
Well, I'm just sure she did. We waited till we saw her up on the porch, and she wouldn't let Bill bring her to the door. She waved to us, and so we drove off.
Oh, well, she's probably in bed. I haven't looked there, but she was tired, I guess. And I was in the kitchen.
Oh, well, I've got to run. You know, you better go to bed, too, Myra. You look kind of tired.
I guess I am. Good night, Mary.
Good night, Myra, and gee, thanks again.
Don't mention it. Susie? You sleep yet? Susie? Susie, where are you? Where? Oh, my. Hello?
It's Nora, Myra.
Oh, Nora, if it's about Johnny, he left a little while ago.
No, it's not Johnny, it's Susie. She's here, Myra.
There? But...
I think you'd better come right away.
Where is she, Nora? Well, what's wrong with
her? Well, she's quiet now. I think maybe she's even asleep. Come in, dear. Sit down.
But tell me, what happened? Is she hurt? Is she sick? What happened?
I wish I could tell you, Myra, but I can't. I'll tell you all I know. Now, Mitch found her just wandering along the street, not far from the house here.
Mitch?
Yes, he drove Fred out to the airport. Mitch was on his way home when he saw her. It was late, and naturally he stopped and offered to take her home. She was crying. By the time he got her here, she was hysterical.
But why didn't he bring her home?
She said she didn't want to go home, Myra.
Susie. Oh, sweetie. I...
Hello, Myra. Don't, please. I'm all right now.
Oh, of course you are, Susie. You're coming home now.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Mitchell. I didn't mean to cause all this bother.
Oh, no, you were no bother at all, Susie. Just run along home and get a good night's sleep. You too, Myra, dear.
We will, now. Thanks for everything, Nora. Come along, Susie. I'm coming, Myra. I'm coming.
What was it, Susie? What happened to you tonight?
I'd rather not talk about it. I'm tired. I just want to get to bed.
We're almost home. But you've never done anything like this before. Surely you can tell me what's wrong.
I just don't want to talk about it, Myra. Please.
But it's not like you not to talk to
me. Please leave me alone.
Susie.
I'm sorry.
It's wrong. It's terribly wrong to keep things pent up inside yourself. It's hard on you, Susie. I'm not thinking about myself, but...
All right. All right. I want to go away to school.
Away? Why? Everything's here for you. Your home, your friends, me.
I want to go away. Marry school, maybe. Something like that. There now, I've told you.
I don't know what to say. I can't believe you'd want to go. I thought I'd made our home the kind of place you'd want to stay.
You'll miss the driveway, Myra.
Oh. Why, Susie? Why do you want to leave me?
I told you I don't want to go into it tonight. I didn't want to tell you anything, but you insisted.
But I've a right to know. I'm your mother.
I wish you were. I could use a mother.
Don't ever say that again.
I think maybe I'd better say it all now, Myra. I want to go away to school for the same reason Mary Fleming goes away to school.
She's sent away. Mary told me that herself this evening. She said other things too, Susie. She said she wished her mother were like me.
She is. She's just like you. Do you want me to tell you how?
I don't think there's any need for unpleasant talk.
You ask for the talk, Myra. It is unpleasant. It's rotten in spots. But I'm going to say it all, so you'll be sure to understand.
All right. All right.
Mary's mother can't stand the thought of growing old, either. So she sends Mary away. She doesn't want any reminders around.
But I want you with me. That's a difference, a big difference.
But you won't let me be a daughter to you either. You've got to be young again. You've got to dress like me and act like me and plan parties so you're always surrounded by young people. It's the same thing, Myra. The same thing.
This is what you were crying about tonight when Mitch found you? Why didn't you come home? Why were you wandering off like that?
I came home, Myra. I came home first. I told myself all evening, just as I've done all summer long, I told myself that none of it was true. None of
what was true?
Johnny. Poor, stupid Johnny. How could you, Myra? How could you?
Oh, you saw?
I saw. And I ran. Ran as fast and as hard and as far as I could. Like maybe if I got far enough away, I'd know it wasn't true. That I hadn't seen it.
Susie.
Then I began to put it all together for the first time. The looks I thought I'd seen before between you and Johnny. When he asked you to dance, at first I thought what a nice thing it was for him to do. But tonight it looked wrong and ugly. And I was ashamed.
Oh, I'm ashamed. I'm so utterly ashamed.
I feel so sorry for Johnny. He'll be all mixed up. A long time, I guess. And I can't help him. I can't even see him.
Well, of course you can. You must see Johnny and go to the games and movies and parties and have fun.
Oh, you know we can't. How could we?
Oh, we could forget it, all of us. We could forget it so well. It didn't happen. If we try, all of us, we can forget it, Susie.
If you believe that, I'm sorry for you, Myra. Really sorry. I was sorry for you before, because I thought you were trying to make me happy. You did so much for me, and you were all alone. I need you. I can't be all alone. If I have you, oh, Susie, you can't leave me. You can't. I have to, or I'll stop just being ashamed and sorry and sick inside. And I'll hate you, Myra. I'll hate you all my life. Maybe, if I go away now...
Maybe what?
Maybe you'll have a chance for yourself. And maybe I will, too.
Romance is produced and directed by William Frug. You have heard A Girl's Best Friend, specially written for Romance by Kathleen Height, starring Barbara Whiting and Dora Singleton. Featured in the cast were Keith Vincent, Virginia Eiler, and Sammy Hill. This is Dan Cubberly, inviting you to hear Romance, transcribed next week at this same time.
Romance on Tuned to Yesterday from September 17th, 1955 on CBS. And that wraps up this hour of Romance on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from the Golden Age of Radio. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark LeVonier. It's been a pleasure.